Chapter 12. The End of the Problem. The sounds of running grew louder again, and they could clearly see the path now. This time, Arthur pulled the sword and it moved out easily.
Take Excalibur too, Gwen told Arthur. It belongs to you now.
Goodbye, Guinevere,
said Merlin.
You will always be a part of history and legend.
Goodbye, Queen Arthur, and thank you for the round table idea. And I know you can deal with those bullies,
called Arthur encouragingly. And then he and Merlin disappeared. Gwen walked down the path and noticed she was back in her school uniform and trainers. The gate was still locked, but the stone wasn't there. At that moment, the bullies caught up with Gwen.
I've got you, one of them cried.
She put her hand on Gwen's shoulder.
No, I've got you, you mean, cried Gwen.
Gwen grabbed a long stick of wood and moved it in the air like a sword. One of the girls tried to take it from Gwen, but she was too quick. Another girl tried to do the same thing, but Gwen hit her hand with the stick. The girl cried in pain and put her fingers in her mouth. Suddenly, the bullies looked like small children, Gwen thought, and Gwen wasn't afraid of them anymore. She put the stick down, and in a strong, clear voice, she said,
Go home. This stops today.
The girls looked at each other in shock, and then they turned and ran. That day was the end of Gwen's problems with the bullies at Avalon High School.
Well, that was easy.